Today's daf is Maseches Shkalim, daf Beis. Baruch Hashem, we embark on a new journey of learning Hashem's Torah. One word of introduction, which is the fact that Maseches Shkalim did not have a Masechet published in the Talmud Bavli, but only in Yerushalmi. Yet the founder of the Daf Yomi movement, Rav Meir Shapira, Zichrona Livracha, included it, Maseches Shkalim, in the Daf Yomi cycle. The main reason seems to be that Shkalim is the only Masechet of Mishnayos in Seder Moed without a Bavli. This way, we have an opportunity to finish all the sections of Seder Moed as we go through these Masechtot of this Seder of Shas. We find also in Seder Kodshim, we include Maseches Kinim and Maseches Midos, which also do not have a Bavli, the Mishnayos, just Mishnayos, to complete the set of Seder Kodshim as well. So that seems to be consistent in the setup, the way the Daf Yomi was set up. These three Masechtos of Shkalim, Midos, and Kinim also all focus and highlight the words of Chazal, Menachos Kuf Yuv, the end of Menachos Kuf Yonam Abeis, Elu Tamidei Chachamim Asukim Behilchos Avoda, people who, Tamidei Chachamim, people studying Torah or learning the laws of the Korbanos, Ma'alei Aleim Akasav Ki'ilu Nivne Mikdash V'yameim. There's a certain kium, a certain opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash through the limud of this Torah. The first Mishnah in our Masechta introduces us to the purpose of the Makatzis HaShekel contribution, which at the time of the Beis HaMikdash was for the communal Korbanos, the Tamid, the Korban Tamid, which is brought every day twice a day, and the Korban Emusaf, which were public communal Korbanos. The reminders and announcements were made on Rosh Chodesh Adar to give everybody 1 month to bring in their contribution, that it would come in and coincide before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the month of Nisan to begin. So some sort of year-end donation concept, which is the official start. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the official start of the year, as the Gemara goes on to explain. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh is Alechem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Alechem, Lechod Shei Hashanah. The Gemara on Amabes has a drasha to explain this month, specifically the month of Nisan, that's when the Makatzis HaShekel has to be given by. As we lay the groundwork in the opening daf, let's note how some of the Rishonim approach the mitzvah of Makatzis HaShekel. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Sasei, number 171, writes the following: Shetzivanu laseis machatzis hashekel b'kol shana v'shoka shana. It's a mitzvah to give the machatzis hashekel every single year. Hu amar, and it's based on the pasuk from Parshas Ki Sisa, v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem. So that's the each person to give it to themselves to Hashem, taken from the opening words of Parshas Ki Sisa, as we mentioned, also read in Shabbos Shkalim in the weeks leading up, Purim Pesach, and that's read as the Maftir. The Ramban in his Perush al Torah has a different idea than the Rambam, that there's an additional lo saseh, there's a mitzvah saseh, there's a positive mitzvah of giving the machatzis shekel, and there's a lo saseh, a negative mitzvah that says the psukim, a few psukim later, ha'ashir lo yarbeva, ha'ani lo yamit, machatzis shekel. So the rich person should not give more, and the poor person should not give less. That is a mitzvah lo saseh. It's two mitzvahs involved, according to the Ramban. Well, the Tashbates counted these actually. Ashir lo yarbe is talking about the wealthy person. The ani is actually a separate love. Two separate. It's not supposed to give less, and the ashir is not supposed to give more. Then, so that's another way to count it. Finally, the yireim, another approach in the Rishonim, leaves off actually the whole mitzvah machatzis shekel completely. So if Asher Weiss gives an approach, this is Sefer Minchas Asher, Chelek Shmo Siman and Zayin, he writes there that for the yireim, machatzis shekel is actually a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. It's a preparation for the mitzvah of what? The korbanos, the different sacrifices. Machshirei mitzvah do not have independent mitzvah status. However, Asher Weiss has an important chiddush that the Rambam includes Hilchos Shkalim in the section of the Mishnah Torah called Sefer Hazmanim. Sefer Hazmanim, together with the Halachos of Shabbos and the Yamim Tovim, as opposed to a more logical thematic section of Sefer Avoda, or the Book of Korbanos. So the purpose of machatzis shekel, therefore, according to the Rambam, is the giving itself each year. As the Rambam opens Hilchos Shkalim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Liten Kol Ish Miso Machatzis HaShekel B'chol Shana V'Shana. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Korbanos, it just talks about the experience of giving. Only later in Perak Dalet is the allocation for the Korbanos mentioned. Additionally, Mitzvah number 171 and Sefer Mitzvah is grouped with the other Yamim Tovim, thematically fits in Sefer Zmanim. The idea of the Rambam is beautiful in that the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel is not dependent on having a Beis HaMikdash or not. We contribute a gift, which is or was specifically directed at impacting and uplifting the whole of Am Yisrael. And the power in it is that we do it together with every member of the nation, as we learn in Amud Beis, Kadesh Tehe Yad Kulan Shaveh.